Real Talk is designed to provide useful hints and tips to aid your personal and professional development. The program provides greater insight into how to handle some of the challenges raised by the phenomenal woman interviewees. The topics are wide-ranging, covering how to handle self-doubt, increase confidence, develop a positive mindset, and acknowledge that as a phenomenal woman, you already have all the attributes you need to succeed inside of you. You just need to nurture and release them. So listen and enjoy. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Real Talk. Before we get down to business, I just want to do a huge shout out to everybody who has downloaded or listened to an episode so far. Couldn't have done it without you, couldn't have gotten this far without you. So please keep on doing what you're doing. Subscribe, share and leave comments and give me feedback on what you're enjoying and what you'd like to hear more of. This week was really stimulated by a feeling I had yesterday, and I'd call it my blah day. But really, it's a day when I felt stuck. And we all have those days where we're not quite sure what to do with ourselves. But for a day, that's okay. But there are times at some point in our lives where we really do feel stuck. We have that feeling, that persistent sensation of what's our purpose, that inner dialogue, what are we doing with our lives, where am I going, when is it all going to change? And this really starts happening when we stop listening to our authentic selves and we get sidetracked by life. So we have that routine of work, home, family, bills, repeat. And it really makes you question your life's purpose and leaves you feeling just uninspired. And then there's the pressure to perform. So we have to live up to everybody else's expectations. And that's when another dialogue gets in. It's like, I have to and I should. And that is all the language of being stuck or stuckness. So it tells us that we're obligated to direct our energy. And there's no sign as to when and where the feeling of being stuck will strike. And everybody has their own way of dealing with it. Everybody has their own version of it. But we just know it does keep on repeating itself. Now, there's times where, probably like you, I didn't even realise I was stuck. And I, for one thing, didn't even know that stuck could be a thing. But I recognise it when it comes on. And I had that recently when I gave up my, I suppose, corporate role and I felt stuck in what I was doing. And I didn't know how to move forward. But I knew I was feeling stagnant and I was feeling unfulfilled and in the role I was doing at the time. So what do you do when you feel that unstuckness or you feel the stuckness coming on? So no matter how you feel, there's always one thing that we'll be working that we won't like or we'll be doing. And it tells us, it keeps nibbling at us, telling us that we need to be focusing on something else. We need to be working on someone else. And it doesn't let us ignore what's going on. So we need to look at how we try and get unstuck. Now, the first thing to do, and my get unstuck principles are basically don't beat myself up. When I'm in that stupor, I'll call it stupor. I used to spend a lot of time berating myself, telling myself to get over it. And what's my purpose and just really bleating. But when in reality, what I really should have been doing was channeling my energies into what my unstuck state would look like. So how would I look when I was unstuck? The second thing was that you have to believe in yourself. So you have no idea where it's going to go, but you know you have to do something differently. So believe that it'll happen and that something will change. You just need to focus on it. My third thing was not taking no for an answer. So I keep doing my research, looking at what I need to do. But no is not, no, nothing is not an answer. So I have to do something. I'm not proud. I look at all the available resources. I probably talk to people. I investigate what's going on, what needs to happen. And then I'm open to new possibilities and be prepared to be flexible. And probably the biggest thing for me was basically let go of the past.
So just because you've been in a similar situation or you had a different outcome or a different situation doesn't mean that's the way it's going to be going forward. So don't let what's happened in your past hold you back, because it really doesn't define where you're going or where you are right now. So look at if there's a situation where you need to forgive yourself or forgive someone and move on. And then look for the silver lining. So there's always a better way. There's always a positive out of this stuck state. So look for what that looks like. And then finally, don't be afraid of being stuck. To me, it's a sign. I can feel frustrated. I can feel annoyed. I can feel really fed up. But I don't want to be afraid of it, because that, for me, feeling stuck is a sign of positive change. It's just forcing me to look at something differently. And tell me that there's a transformation that needs to happen. And the change is always visible to us. And it could even just a change of attitude or approach or outlook. But it's an invitation to grow and develop. I take that period as a time that it's telling me to look at what I've worked for in the past, and look at what I've worked for, what I've worked at in the past isn't working right now, and I just need to see where I can actually let go and where I can change. So when you get in that situation, there are probably a couple of core questions you can ask yourself. So the thing would be, what led you to become stuck? How do I want to feel in the future? And sorry, the dog's barking in the background. What's the benefit of me becoming unstuck? What steps am I willing to take to become unstuck? And what's the one option the next 30 minutes I can do, the one action I can do the next 30 minutes that will help move me forward? They won't give you instant answers, but it will stimulate your unstuck genes and start you on the road to clearing your head as to how to move forward. So just some very quick simple one today about how to get unstuck, and some simple techniques that you can use. And I hope you have some great feedback from the All Great Use for It. So anything you'd like to let me know, just drop me a line, leave me some feedback, subscribe, rate, share, as I said, and I will speak to you next week. Bye.